I'd go up to Mama's and get some of it. My wife didn't have it. There's this other. It's healthier. I like lye soap to bathe in. I'd bathe in it right now, mm-hmm. especially in the summertime. Mm-hmm. It's strong, and it lathers good, and it's a help to your skin. I'll tell you the truth. Now, my grandma on my mother's side, I'd go up there and stay with them, nothing but feather tips. I didn't agree with her on them old earthy feathers. But since I've got grown, I saw she had something. She'd give me these old bag and sacks to take my bath in. You know that's a good thing, these old croaker sacks. If this summer, if I get back, and you get you some lye soap and some of these old croaker sacks, a sack will hold about 2 bushels, cut that rough edge off or just open it out and shake it good and wash it out and get it sprayed and get you some of that lye soap and throw it across there. If you don't feel better and have better skin, it's the best. Some of this old stuff is good. I ain't never fell out with it.
Uh-huh.
And then, this old bag of sacks, she wouldn't rather wipe with a, you know, with a, we'd use old towels, old clothes and things, old wild shirts and anything was big enough to make a bath rag when you didn't have towels, you know, just get any old thing every day. When you had to go in and hay, you know, every time you come to the house, before you go to bed, if you over the hour, you do something.
Mm-hmm.
You get that old bag and sack, mm-hmm. and just scrub your back out that way. If you don't put pep in you, and cut the pores on the skin over, it just puts life in you, that's all.
Mm-hmm. I see. And if your wife would want to buy some cloth, she would go to Levy's store, and what would she take along to show him what kind of cloth she wanted? Would she ever take a little piece of cloth to Levy and say, I want some more of this?
Well, if she had already had some mm-hmm. to match, mm-hmm. she may not have, sometime in getting garments and things, you don't have quite enough to make two and too much to make one, and you'd like to have another and just like it, why to take that on and see if you'd be lucky enough to find some. I mean, you know you'd have the right thing. Mm-hmm. But no, you'd always just go in the morning thing and just look at it and see what you wanted.
What would she call that little piece of cloth that she'd take to the store?
Just call it a sample, I reckon.
Is that right? Uh-huh.
Something to match it, I reckon it'd be what you'd call it.
Okay. And if she'd make a dress, her neighbor might say, well, now, that's... I thought I had a pretty dress, but I think that's even what? What would she say?
Pretty.
Is that right? If she had something that she put over the dress to keep it from getting, to do the dishes, you know, what would she call
it? Apron.
And
From your waist down, because apron, I don't know what you do, nothing but aprons, that's what you protect your clothes with.
And if she has some jewelry on her wrist, what would you call that? Something?
Or a wristband?
Wristband.
Or a bracelet. Bracelet.
And around.
Around your shoulders. They used to wear a thing around the shoulders they called capes, a little short thing, yeah. Another boy, capes.
Uh-huh.
I reckon it's been 15 years since I heard that name called cape.
Is that right? Uh-huh.
Yeah, and capes. They go on and throw that over your shoulders, come down about your lower shoulder blade. Capes.
Uh-huh. What would she have on a string?